This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Check this out.
What? I'm checking.
So, I left here yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what time we got out of here, but I got back to my area. And I had a biz call at noon.
Wow.
And so I'm sitting at the beach looking at the ocean.
Yeah.
And I'm on this call that's taken way too long. But as I'm looking out my window at the ocean, past me walks these people in Alabama gear.
Oh.
And I don't even really put it together what I'm seeing. And then past me walks a bunch of people in orange Clemson gear. And I'm still sort of caught up in this call. And then...
Are you down in Santa Cruz at this point?
Okay. And another string of people pass me. I mean, like a string all in Alabama gear. And
they were like, we got to go to the beach.
Suddenly I realized that all these people who crossed the country to watch the national championship yesterday, or last night, I should say, must have gotten it into their heads like, we got to go look at the ocean before the game starts.
We got to go see the Pacific.
And it wasn't the whole time I sat there. It was these people.
String of people just walking on by.
Like, you'd think a bus. It must have been rental cars, but
maybe
it was a bus.
Maybe it was a tour bus.
I just, you know what? It actually made me appreciate, like, man, we don't, well, I obviously spend all my time down by the ocean, but we Californians take it for granted. These people. They're here. They're like, we got to see the ocean.
Right?
Yeah, people have never seen the ocean.
I'm sure they go all over the place. If you're here from South Carolina or from Alabama, you're like, I got to go see what California is all about.
Right. We're here. Let's go to the beach.
Right.
Of course, the water was brown. I mean, brown.
Why? Just all the runoff.
The rain, I mean, it was that storm. I was told it dropped. What, 3 to 4 inches in my area over the course of that?
It was intense. I mean, it was heavy.
Saturday, Sunday, right?
And it's supposed to start back up today.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
It's looking more like it's this evening and heavy tomorrow.
Overnight.
All right. I had heard it was going to start after the commute this morning, but probably by the time we're headed home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the heavy stuff.
That's like
heavy stuff later in the day.
Yeah, I was looking it up this morning.
This is Vinny. Our evening tonight, and that's tomorrow, the whole day.
Yeah, the whole day is going to be. And then Thursday dry, but then over the weekend more.
Friday spikes up again.
Oh, look at you. What kind of thing is this? That is. Oh, look at that. Weather underground.
Oh.
Apparently, Vinny's one step closer to the dark web. He's getting his weather off the dark web.
I love the weather
stuff.
He does
have his own network, so.
That's true. He needs to have, you know.
Did you hear about...
this is another one of my faves.
Have you ever... I've never heard this term. Water spout?
Yeah.
There was some kind of things going on in Santa Cruz, a couple, and then they turned into mini tornadoes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, on Santa Cruz over
the
weekend.
There's video on the internet.
Yeah, I saw it.
And people have been sending them to me, and I'm like, yeah. That's real. I always do this, too.
What do you do?
At Monterey Bay, we wind south 19 knots.
The NOAA Weather Radio.
Water temperature 56.
It's an app.
I love that guy's voice.
I know, me too.
He does some stuff. We used to hear him when we would get the reports as you'd be heading up to Tahoe and wondering why you were sitting in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, you know, change required at the pass or whatever. Snow tires.
The news was reporting, if you're going to Tahoe today, leave by noon. Otherwise,
they
don't
were
go.
Saying there's... They have a group of windows. They're like, if you are leaving at X time, don't bother.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get there.
You'll be stuck.
Here's your next window to actually leave for Tahoe. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, look, we need the water. We need the snow.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is. It's not just because it's great for skiing. It's because that's going to, you know, water our fields this summer.
Right. No, it's all good.
Yep.
This is good news.
Dump it down on us.
I was extremely well, pleased that we had great vacation, but as you're coming out of December and mm-hmm. heading into January, sometimes our weather turns off and uh-huh. we don't get any more rain. And what we got in October and November is what we got. And right. that bums me
it
out.
It wasn't enough. I so think that scary. Happened last year, right? It was, we had like a pretty good optimistic start to the season and then it just
turns
stopped.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so all the people who came to town for the big game, well, that's, I guess, not the big game, but the college national championship.
Their big game.
Yeah. They, I guess, hit the beach for a minute,
mm-hmm.
and then, boy, did they get a doozy last night.
Right.
It was so fun.
There was
bit of a blowout.
Levi's has never had so much noise.
Oh, really?
Than this game.
College football is pretty
people
fun.
Are into it.
Yeah.
When you go to a 49ers game, everybody's basically on their phones, kicking back.
Yeah.
It's very bougie.
Well, the team is losing.
Bougie. Bougie.
Yeah.
Bad and bougie.
I mean, look, Sarah, Yuzette and Bryn were like, they were on the field. They were eating gourmet food.
We were hella bougie.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's
what's bourgeois exactly?
Bourgeoisie.
Le bourgeoisie.
You know, I mean, yeah.
Over it?
We had ultimate VIP experience.
No, not
experience.
Over. It's just,
what
like,
is
so,
this?
It's just so comfortable
fancy,
that nobody
Sarah.
Wants to cheer.
Fancy?
Yeah, like super oh. fancy.
How
yeah.
is it that you don't know that?
I don't know. Bougie. When you say bougie, it sounds like someone who's just on their phone is over it.
If no, not. You're just so comfortable that you don't want to cheer.
Oh.
Like, that's, you know. Well, how much cheering did you guys do? Be honest.
We did some cheering.
How
but,
loud?
Oh, well,
but,
that game we won. So
yeah,
there were some moments.
There was some,
okay.
That
yeah.
doesn't always happen,
yeah.
people.
But
yeah.
there we were getting, we went in for food and the bar, everything's ground level or field level. And we're just kicking back. Yeah, baby.
Although, listen, if you flew across the country to see your kids' team,
yeah.
I have to assume these people have a vested interest. Either they're alumni or they're, you know, vested
well, no,
in some
no, no,
way.
Well, no. College football in other towns, not like here.
Right.
Because this is California and we've got a zillion things to do every single day of the week, year, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In towns, small towns, they've never gone to that school. It's just their town. That's the...
So you're saying
Eugene,
all
Oregon?
Hearing that in, yeah,
in Eugene, Oregon, mm-hmm. the people who love the Ducks and paint their house yellow and green, they didn't go to Oregon.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
They didn't wind up there
no,
after
no.
going. Like, I'm staying here.
No, they just.
But I'm
that's
saying
the team is
if
their
if you
thing.
Made a trek all the way across
right.
the across the country to see this team, of course the place was rocking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I just meant that it's you didn't necessarily go there.
Yeah.
You just love it because it's your
it.
Team
you
in your town.
You care deeply about it.
And you don't have pro teams either. That's the other mm-hmm. thing. There's no pro football team in Oregon for them to root for.
No.
They're either Niners or they're Seahawks.
Or in the Carolinas or
right.
in Alabama.
Well, Carolina's got the
Panthers.
Oh, they
Panthers. Had the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Clemson guy on the news this morning was like yelling, you know, he's all proud. Woo! And we're somewhere in California.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Like, yeah, he couldn't even pull out where he was.
Well, we're somewhere south of one of the big yeah. cities, I think.
Well,
it was funny because even on the national news, I heard them saying Santa Clara, California. I'm mm-hmm. like, do people know where Santa Clara is outside of this area?
On the
probably
field.
Not. Yeah. Or Silicon Valley. Maybe they identify it that way.
Right. Yep.
But maybe San Jose.
On the field, it said national championship,
uh-huh.
Bay Area.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, that someone sat down and went, well, we can't say San Francisco, can we?
Mm-mm.
And we can't say San Jose, can we?
Mm-mm.
And Santa Clara doesn't mean a lot to too many people, does it?
No.
Yeah.
So they had to come up.
Hilarious.
Isn't
that's
that
so
weird?
Funny.
I actually it registered in me that Bay Area.
That's so funny. And their halftime show was at Treasure Island.
Oh.
Yeah. Imagine Dragons. My kid goes, that's my song! Dance
right.
party!
Yeah.
I remember hearing about that yeah. it was going to be completely off mm-hmm. location.
Mm-hmm. And your buddy Lil Wayne was out there, Vinny.
Oh, oh is
my
that your
boy?
Buddy?
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh. I do like Lil Wayne.
That's nice.
Yeah. Wheezy? Come on.
Yeah.
Lil Wheezy. Yeah.
No. That's Little John,
That's
Sarah.
John.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Sarah.
So bougie.
Sarah.
Wait,
you
right?
disappoint.
I know.
I'm
Lil
extra.
John is our guy that screams shots, shots, shots. He was the guy. That's
yep.
our guy.
No, I get that. That's
in
Little
Vegas.
John. That is the one thing I know about Little John.
What? Okay.
That's Little John.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So
that's
give me little some John. Little Wayne.
Oh,
what is it?
Right.
He does. Well.
Well, here.
Oh, be careful.
I'll play you this one.
All right.
This is a.
You know what's really funny is that I actually could pick Lil Wayne out of a lineup, but I don't know if I could pick Lil Jon out.
Yeah,
I know what Lil Wayne looks like. Really?
Yeah.
He has dreads and he always holds a
chalice.
Yeah.
A gold chalice?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Patron in his cup.
Lil Jon did the Santa song that we played.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right?
That's right. Oh, the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid
the
song.
The Kool-Aid
turned down
for
what?
Yep. That's funny.
Turned down for what?
Oh, God, I love that song.
Hey, 408 says, my husband worked the game last night. He said the fans last night were very respectful and weren't causing trouble. Good for
that. I'm sure. Yeah. Look, you know, they flew across the country. They just want to have a good time.
Yeah. Man, Alabama fans had to be bummed.
Yeah,
they weren't even in the game. At first, it was neat because they went back and forth and scored, I want to say, 3 or 4 scores, like, in the first quarter right away. It's just, whoa. Really exciting. And then Clemson just kept going and dropped Alabama behind. And I actually...
What was the final?
I don't know. 40... I don't remember.
44-17 or something. 44-14.
Nick Saban is probably the best college football coach of all time. He's got the most national championships, or he's tied for it. He's got... I want to say it's either 5 or 6 with Alabama and 1 with LSU. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Watching him lose... was fun last night.
There's some 19-year-old quarterback, too. Who was...
Yeah, the kid for Clemson was great.
Yeah. Like, I heard the announcer saying, kid. I can't believe this kid is 19 years old. Like,
oh,
he looks like
he's so good.
He looks like he's been in the NFL for 10 years.
Oh,
they go,
nice.
Last year he was in high school. And this year he's winning a national championship on national TV.
Some people just have it.
Yeah.
Some people, it's...
Well,
that's their destiny.
You know, that's a team sport, too. So sometimes these really good guys who just don't have the benefit of great players around them end up losing a lot.
Because no one can help them.
You know, Derek Carr,
whole team.
I don't like necessarily bringing up the Raiders because it's such a sore spot for so many people. You know, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Uh-huh.
But Derek Carr's brother, older brother, he came into the league with the Texans and got the living hell kicked out of him for like 4 years because he didn't have a team around him or an offensive line, and his career was over. Mm. The end.
Yep.
He was really good. Got all drafted.
About, all about being in the right place
by
at the
a
right
crummy
time.
Team, and just I want to say he got sacked the most times of all the players.
God, getting sacked too. Just that has got to be.
Well, yeah, 300-pound guy running at you.
And 2 of them. One is bad enough.
Yeah.
Getting stopped by another one. Oh,
that sport's for real.
Yep, it is for real.
Anyway.
Oh, don't rough the passer.
Thanks for coming by, Alabama and Clemson.
hope you had fun.
Trip home.
Maybe they get to stay for a couple days, some of them. Get to, you know, go around, check out the city, eat some food, do a crab feed. I was thinking about using this morning. I guess crab season is in full swing right now, right? So everyone's eating crab everywhere you go.
And, and they're doing all the auctions and what you said, the crab feeds are going on.
Yeah, what do you mean the auctions?
Oh, you know, they have a lot of schools or organizations have a crab feed.
Churches do
along
it.
Churches along with the
like
auctions.
A fundraiser kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was listening to some story about crabs and eating crabs and sucking crab meat out of crab legs. And
yes.
That, oh man, that is you, Zet. Like that seems like it seems like I've never seen you happier than when you talk about how you and John went to some crab feed and got crab juice all over you, and there was paper on the table,
so
and you
fun.
Just crammed crab into your crab hole.
It's nice.
It is nice. I swear to God, I can't even think of the last time I had crab. I mean, I guess in a California roll or something.
No, I don't go for the fake crab.
Oh, you mean the California roll?
Yeah, you can ask for it with real crab.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Wait, so hold on. So if I, because that's all I eat. I don't even really.
What do you mean?
I just don't go to sushi.
Yeah.
I'm not that into it. So when I do go, I'll go, give me a Coke and a California roll. What do they give you, 6 of them?
Yeah.
I'll eat those. My kid loves it, though, and the missus loves it, so I just sit there and wait.
Yeah, and it comes with the fake
and so you're telling me when I order a California roll, I get artificial crab, and I have to
Not necessarily.
Most of the time you do. I don't think I've ever had real crab in a California roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, you
it's
have.
It's like that pinkish.
Sure. Yeah, that's the
orange.
Fake stuff. The stuff that's like bright white with bright pink on it, that's fake.
Right.
But you can, a lot of places don't have fake.
I got to do some research.
Yeah, do some research on that. And I've actually had them ask me, do you want the fake crab or the real crab? And I'm like, well, I want the real crab.
What?
If I even get that. Usually I get the tempura roll, then that's an easy one.
Delicious.
Just the shrimp,
yeah.
Just fried shrimp in a roll. Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
I just didn't know that I was getting fake crab.
It doesn't matter. It's some kind of seafood-based
item.
It's,
we found out it was like stingray or something like that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did some research at your table.
When were we doing this? We did just do this.
Yeah, because your brother got like 1,000 pounds of imitation crab for 50 cents.
Oh, my God.
And he was trying to shove it down our throats. And he goes,
like,
I got this for 50 cents. And we're like, that's a bad sign, bro.
Yeah. It was 50 cents a pound. We're like, yeah, that's...
You don't buy the thing.
But it was like, it wasn't just that it was skate or stingray or whatever it was. It was a bunch of different, like, sort of secondary fish.
It's pressed fish.
And
yeah.
It's
is
all,
what you're saying.
Right. It's ground and pressed and sort of
shiny.
Made into.
It's real shiny. Yeah.
Oh.
It had vibrant.
So it's got paint in it, too. Super.
It
oh, no. They
fake.
Definitely color it to look
it
like.
It looked imitation.
Yeah.
Well, there goes the last thing that I eat at the sushi place.
So we tried to feed it to the cat.
The cat would first. The cat was eating it, and then the cat walked away.
He's
from
like,
it.
"No, I don't even want this."
Even I want the real crab, and I'm a cat.
Cats don't try hard.
No,
I got salmon the other day, and at the place, I said, "Hey, can you cut the skin off of that?" And it was at Whole Foods, and they go, "Oh, of course." And I cut it off, and he goes, "You want that for your cat?" And I go, "Do they want that?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I go, "All right, well, I got 3 cats now. I might as well." None of them ate it.
Oh, how strange.
And I don't know if I've got rats or not, but they didn't eat it either.
Oh.
So I like.
And the raccoons didn't eat it? Raccoons will eat
anything. You know what's
anything.
Funny is I'll eat that.
Ugh. You'll eat salmon skin.
So there's fish skin now.
Of course.
Remember when I went to Singapore, I brought back this gourmet little bag of. It was
gourmet.
Fish skin. It's called. It was gourmet, and it's like a big thing now. People who know about it will text in.
But that's
it's
a dried out one, huh? That's
yeah,
disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
It is.
It
I
is.
Tried it.
Disgusting.
It's, what's it called?
We don't like
salted
it.
Salted egg. Salted egg fish skin. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If you have a couple of them, you'll get addicted. It's crazy. Mm. You know what? Screw you guys.
You know what? I feel like I'm pretty highly addictive. Personality, and I don't think I think I can pass on that one after.
Don't knock it till you try it, Vin.
Play the cow.
My cat will eat, if I'm cutting up salmon to cook it and something, he'll eat the raw salmon, but he won't eat. I mean, I've never tried the skin on him, but I assume that he wouldn't. Cats are way more picky than you
Finicky.
Think.
Yeah.
Like even like raw chicken and stuff, he'll eat a couple bites of that and then he's over it. I'm like, really? It's raw chicken. Like, yum, I think. I don't know. I don't get it.
So I'm reading about
They'll
salmon
eat that
skin.
Disgusting crap in the can. Ugh. Oh, go ahead. Tell
play
us
the cow.
More.
Play the cow.
Oh,
it's,
and now.
Is your cow? Oh, this cow?
Oh, this cow?
Mm. I think one is your cow. Your...
Nah,
and now,
that's a goat.
It's not. It's a cow. Nutrition facts with Hooman.
So Bryn does have a good point about the salmon skin. It's actually full of tons of omega-3. And that prevents heart attacks. And that's really
Whoa,
most...
look, we're not saying it's not good for
no.
you. We're saying it's not good.
Oh, well.
I'm saying the cat said no.
It
says that's what I'm saying.
Cooked right
if a cat rejects it, so do I, just on principle.
This article from Spoon University.
Oh, Spoon University.
Says if the fish skin is cooked just right, it can bring a delightfully crispy dimension to a standard filet.
This has been Nutrition Facts. With Hooman. Good job, Hooman. That's great.
Brian is right. That fish skin is like crack.
Oh, Brian. Good job, Brian.
Brian's always right.
Yeah, Brian is a smart guy.
Well, Bonnie says no.
And Salad also says no.
Hey, in your pile, do you have anything about the Drake curse?
No.
Well, here, I'll just do the story real fast.
Please do.
Since we're talking about Clemson and Alabama.
The Drake curse.
So, like Drake the rapper?
Yeah, Drake the rapper. So,
well, there's definitely a curse that goes along with this
guy. Did he support Alabama?
So apparently any team that Drake supports ends up losing. And there's a whole list. And so,
isn't he a Raptors fan?
Well,
he is.
He is a Raptors fan.
How do they do?
They horrible. The Raptors.
Oh, like, they don't do horrible, but they don't pass anything. The playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't get into the...
So, anyway, I guess he posted a video saying he's going to support Alabama, and everyone on Twitter is like, no! Don't support Alabama, please! Like, it's so... All the sports papers are saying the Drake curse lives on. Most recently, he supported Nurmagomedov. Yeah, he supported it during the Nurmagomedov.
He's a dude that choked out.
Conor McGregor. So yeah. He went online and did a video about Conor McGregor winning, and so Conor McGregor lost. They go on to say ever since Drake started supporting Kentucky basketball, they haven't won a title since 2012, and then ever since he keeps talking about the Toronto Raptors, they've never had a finals appearance.
Oh. Well, I'm not surprised to hear that he's got a curse attached to him.
Well, he's cursed with all these number one hits is what he's cursed with.
Whatever. He's got more slices than the Beatles or whatever. Slaps.
Slaps. Snaps.
Snaps.
More snaps than the Beatles. Yeah, good Punk. For him. That's great.
Drake.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Play one song, and then we'll be right back. With the trash.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.